Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
Bowtie steals a march. It goes a length in front of Guaranteed, who's slowly but surely bridging the gap. But Bowtie packing plenty, and Bowtie wins another Group 1 here at Menangle.
Now on TAS Racing Talk. Time to talk harness racing.
Well, what a week it was last week in harness racing in Tasmania with the Tasmania Cup and other great highlights with the Tasmanian performers staving off the mainland invasion. One man who's pretty happy about it is the co-development manager of harness racing in Tasmania, Kevin Nielsen. How are you, Kev?
Fine, thanks, Shane.
Well, it was a day to remember for Tasmanian harness racing at the weekend.
Certainly was. Track record was being nudged. In the standing start long distance race, and also within 0.3 of a second of Blacks of Fakes track record Star Chamber in the Smith Awards Tasmania Cup. Maybe Rama, the 10-year-old who's only had about 19 starts, I think. What a magnificent job of management the Rawnses have done with that horse to have him still racing. And yeah, it was just a great day of harness racing, as you summed up, Shane.
Nathan Ford would be his greatest day, I'd imagine, in harness racing.
Oh, definitely. It's got to be the highlight of his career when Star Chamber was given a perfect trip by Nathan behind the speed, and it was obvious as they came off the back. There were only three that looked a figure, and as they went about halfway around the corner, it looked as if one horse was going to get over the top of them, and Nathan made sure that Star Chamber did, and he literally charged away from the favourite on, causing terror up the straight. And Blue Pointer copped plenty of pressure during the run, and remember, it was only 0.3 of a second the mile right outside Blacks of Fakes track record. So while all the honours go to Star Chamber, nothing can be taken away from Blue Pointer. And it's been a great effort by Nathan, the way he's managed this horse. He arrived here in Tassie in October 2013, two wins from 16 New South Wales starts. He was only a C1. About 14, 15 months later, he's won the Tasmania Cup. And I think that, he's the way that he won the Danbury Park Cup as well, when he equaled the track record, I think Nathan can constantly look at races on the mainland, and it's my understanding that they may be looking at the Hunter Cup, the big race for harness racing Victoria. I think it's late January, early February. Southern-based trainers, Nathan Ford, and it's interesting to note that Zeke Slater, who's only 15 days younger than Nathan, the three of them, they've got the three horses that won the last three Tasmania Cups, so those young trainers in Southern Tasmania will be pretty pleased with their efforts over the last 3 years in the big race. Then it's been interesting to have a look at the race, Shane, since it was changed to $40,000, which was about 4 years ago. And in that time, there's been three Tasmanian-trained horses win the race. And in the previous 25 years, I think we only had five Tasmanian-trained horses win it, when it was between $90,000 and $150,000 in stake money. And five of those were in the early days: Star of Broadway in 86, Corralla Bay 89, Thomas Magnum 92, Corralla Jet 93, and Prodigious in 2001.
What did you see as the other highlights on what was a great day of harness racing?
Well, Nathan topped off the meeting with a driving double behind the Zane Medhurst trained Luke Peter in the inaugural running of the Des and K Logan Memorial Pace, which is effectively now the Eric Rees Constellation. Start number 100 for Luke Peter, and the 9-year-old gelding was given a perfect trip by Ford, and he's now won 9 and been placed 20 from his 100 starts in the $8,500 race, the best race that Luke Peter's won. Nathan's cousin Dylan also drove a double. His first was for Zeke Slater with Sky Tower in the heat of the 2015 Hobart Pacing Cup, just outside Better Strikes track record, set in the 2009 Tasmania Cup when it was a standing start. And Dylan gave that horse a perfect trip on the back of the leader, living it, loving it. And then Billabong Birdie in the $10,000 Eric Rees Memorial Final took over the lease and training of this 9-year-old gelding in late November. And that time, Billabong Birdie only won one of his previous 88. And his three starts since with Dylan resulted in two wins, a fourth and 10,000 in stake money. And he's on the cusp of 100 grand in stake money, Billabong Birdie, with a career record of 12 wins from 121 starts and 95,900. And he's hoping to take him back to the scene of his greatest triumph, which was in 2011, the North Eastern Pacing Cup. And of course, that's the 2015 version is on 16th of January. And I think Dylan's got a hope that Billabong Birdie will be in that field. Gavin Lang, great record in Tasmania. He demonstrated his ability again last Sunday night. The first win was the George Johnson with the Rowan Hadley trained Spitfire Rose. and he's made the race his own in many ways, Gavin, over the last 10 years. He's won four of the last 10 George Johnsons. Billabong Girl in 2005, Innocent Eyes 2007, Deanna Troy 2008, and now Spitfire Rose in 2014. And Rusty Red Comment was the other winner for Lang, the four-year-old gelding. He's trained at Bright by Eric Jacobson, scored his first win in five starts this prep and recorded his first sub-two-minute mile rate, 159.9. In doing so, Rusty Red Comment, who was a bridesmaid to the Surgeon Spirit all throughout his two-year-old career, broke through the 50,000 barrier. He's now got a career record of six wins, $51,000 in stake money from 26 starts, and as well as the six wins, 17 placings.
Well, it was a great week, and we've got another big one coming up. Eight races on the card at Devonport on the Boxing Day night program.
Always attracts a big crowd, Devonport, and the first four races are on Sky 2 on Friday night, and the last four are on Sky 1 and Sky 2. 4X Dan is one we'll have a good look at. The first starter in race 2, and On Breeding is likely to be a short price favourite. Three-year-old four-star Shark Colt, fifth foal of Flojo Fernandez. Now, she was second in a Tasmanian Oaks, and I think she won a size final, Flojo Fernandez. But she's had four to the races, four foals, four to the races have all won. Hillbilly Deluxe, eight wins, Thirsty Mac, 16, Little Bitter Chicken Fried, 14, and Chopsticks Boris, 7. And Thirsty Mac and Chopsticks Boris have both won size finals in Tasmania. Very good family. 4X Dan looks well-placed in race two, where he's number four. And he did win a five-horse trial at Carrick on the 22nd of November. Beat some handy types in Vishpala, Safety Girl and Punta Coralta.
Now, the feature of racing in Launceston on Sunday night, the $10,000 debutante stakes.
Shane, we've had Bow Tide and Britannia this year, and I think another one of the highlights of this calendar year is the turnout we've got for the first two-year-old of the season, the Keith Stanley debutante. You know, they go over the previous 12 years, and the first two-year-old of the season has had to be diluted five times. And acceptors for the other seven have ranged from 3 to 7, and we've got 11 this year. So we're really pleased at Taz Racing with the response from trainers and owners to the first two-year-old race for 2014-15. And seven of the 11 acceptors have won trials. Hillview Jake, trained by Paul Hill. Tuarta Burma, trained by Kendra Trey. They've won three each. Hill also trains Chickabella. That's won two. Steve Lukacs won a trial with Pockets of Courage, as has Dylan Ford with Can Hold a Grudge. And Paul Ashwood, representative Salt and Swing, won a Carrick trial in December, and Phil Maskell prepares the Hobart trial winner, Origin Cronk. As well as that, we've got five former Victorian Pacers having their first Tasmanian start at Launceston on Sunday night. Ben Yar's got Classic Falcon in race two, a nine-year-old. He's won 4 of 60, 4th of 7 in the Carrick trial on the 13th of December behind some smart ones in Drillamack, Houdini and George from Guam. And he's a first starter in Tassie too, George from Guam. He's an eight-year-old. He's only had 13 starts. He's won six, place four, 2.5 years since he's raced. And the Fire Within is another one that Mick Alexander's got first up in Victoria. Race five, number one, a five-year-old, won 6 of 23 and was fourth at Stall in early December. Village Me is with Zeke Slater, and the six-year-old gelding won three starts back at Echuca in October 2014. He's only won two from 28. And Rowan Hillier's got Artie Miss, a six-year-old mare. Started racing as a late four-year-old. She's won three of only 12 starts, and she was fourth at Bendigo in November.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a tremendous program with all these youngsters taking part for a start, and a couple of very interesting mainland runners. And, of course, Zeke Slater's done a tremendous job with runners he's got from the mainland in the last season or two. We've also got St Mary's coming up next week.
Rapidly approaching, Shane, next Thursday. And it's always the biggest meeting in Tasmania as far as their crowd attendance is concerned. This year, a slight change. It'll be in the twilight zone from 4:03 the first to 7:52 the last of eight, because it'll be on Sky 2. So full Sky 2 coverage, and, of course, all the totes will be betting on that meeting at St Mary's on New Year's twilight. And the venue may be listed as Launceston in by a lot of wagering operators. When you get a new venue operating as Burnie and Scottsdale, I think it was Carrick, usually given the venue of the closest club that is already on Sky, and that's going to happen with St Mary's. So if you see Launceston on New Year's Day, it's actually at St Mary's. And trainers are reminded that acceptances for the meeting close at 9 a.m. next Monday.
And it's always a great day at St Mary's, and a later start will give people a little more time to recover from the night before.
It certainly will, Shane.
And if we need any information on all those meetings, Launceston, Devonport, St Mary's coming up, and everything you need to know about harness racing, along with gallops and greyhounds, just head to tasracing.com.au, and all the details are there for you. The form, selections, all the gear changes, all the scratchings, everything you need to know, that's the place to head. Thanks for all your efforts throughout the year, Kev, and have a great day tomorrow with the family. We look forward to joining up with you again next Wednesday.
Thanks, Shane, and all the many listeners of Tas Racing, and particularly this show. Maybe it may be a safe, happy and healthy Christmas.
Doubleheader of harness racing coming up around the state over the Christmas New Year weekend, and we've got Jamie Cockshutt to come along and have a look at the big Friday night card at Devonport for the Boxing Day night program. Eight races there. How's things looking there, Jamie?
Yeah, pretty tough meeting, to be honest, Shane. There's a couple of shorties that go around that'll win, but yeah, most of the other races are pretty open, mate.
Okay, well, the quaddies on races 5, 6, 7, and 8. The first is the marathon. It's a standing start, 2,645 metres.
Yeah, like you just said, it's a marathon, mate. The triple finder for you. I mean, I think there's one also really soon. That's Baby Chew. It's drawn a three. If he's pretty generally safe from the tape, so if he happened to ping the lead, he's going to take plenty of running down, mate. And I'm pretty keen on him at each way odds, because I reckon he'll go around the $4 or $5, mate. Shanghai Knight's been racing in a lot tougher company. He'll find this much harder as well, and he's drawn inside Baby Chew, so it may be a battle to the first corner. Even Margin Girl, she happened to find the lead from out 6, so she can ping away quickly, but the distance just is a slight query of Margin Girl. Deliver the goods is racing well, but goes to the 10-metre mark tonight, and it's going to make his task a little harder. Then you've got Muscle Robot and Poker Storm that have been around the market late. And keen on 3, Baby Chew, to beat 2, 6 and 8, mate. Shanghai Knight, Margin Girl, and deliver the goods.
Race 6 on the card. We've got 2,297-metre race. It's a mobile start. Buxaroo looked a little unlucky last week.
I don't know about unlucky. I thought he ran the corner, mate. I thought he had him cold, but obviously young Dylan Forte done a super job with Billabong Birdie, mate, because it's been a long time of drawing drinks for Billabong Birdie, apart from winning at Devonport on last Monday night and backed it up with a good win Sunday. But before that, I reckon it's been 3 or 4 years before he'd won a race. But good luck to him. They had a good day, the Forts. But I'm going to go No Time to Think. He's drawn inside the back row and just hoping young Gareth Rattray can get off the fence early, mate, and if he can get lobby in front of Buxaroo somewhere in the run, he can take plenty of beating. You got Willie Winner, lots racing well, but draws out the back, so he's going to need a bit of luck to get into the race. And as you mentioned, Buxaroo, he's been racing very well, but Barrier 6, as you know, is very hard to win from at Devonport, so he will need a little bit of luck in the run. There's one of the good odds I like in this Art Edition. He's drawn 2. If he can ping the lead, he's going to go around about 25, 30 to 1, mate. He can get some cheek out in front. And then you've got Majestic Art and Ange Christie will battle away. But I'll go 7 No Time, I think, from 6 and 9. Buxaroo Willie will not Art Edition to run a race at odds, mate.
Race number 7 on the card. It's the C1, 2,297 the journey.
Just another race with plenty of chances, but I'm leaning towards Regal Idea. Last two runs have been pretty good, and he's drawn okay, in the middle of the field. So I reckon they'll push four, then hopefully try and slot in somewhere. And if he gets a half decent run, he can take plenty of holding out of the business. And Wipe the Smile, he's well stood in this race, but and grows the leg when he finds the front. But I'm not sure if he will find the front. He'll either find the front or the breeze, so he's got to be a chance. Jazzy Jane's racing well, but draws the extreme draw at very tense, so she's going to need luck to get in the race, but she can win. You've got Mike to Casper racing well, and even View Street, who was a good winner last week at Devonport. But this is finally a bit harder, but he draws the cover to pole, so he's got to be a chance as well. But I'm keen on 4 Regal Idea from 3 and 10, Wild Smile and Jazzy Jane and Mike to Casper, mate.
And the final leg of the quaddie, well, this looks like the shorty of the night, Always a Show, racing in great form.
Yeah, he'll go around a pretty short price favourite, mate, and he'll be just winning, that's all he's doing. So we'll just go 3 Always a Show. Safety got battled away well against him last time to run second, which was a much improved run on the first up run. So she's the danger along with Joan Grant, but they both draw the second line, so it's going to be pretty hard to beat Always a Show from the second line, mate. Then you've got a couple like stablemates, Coraggio and Smile Turner, like to race up on the speed. So don't be surprised if they try and keep Always a Show out early and make him do a bit of work. And Neon Jet's got to be a minor place chance as well, but pretty keen on Always a Show, mate, as everybody will be on from 7 and 10, Safety Gill and Jane Grant, mate.
So how's that make the quality look for Friday night at Devonport?
Well, it's pretty open the first 3 legs, as I was alluded to. But first leg will go numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8 and 9. Second leg will go 2, 6, 7 and 9. Third leg will go 3, 4, 9 and 10. last leg, we'll just go 3-1 out like everybody will, mate. Always a show. It's a $35 fix. You get 25% of the dividend, mate.
What about if can always a show get beaten? Is it worth having a safety net? We're just
Really, Feisty is very well drawn in race 4. And she beat a couple of handy ones last start in Fusins and Dave Faldis, and you know, she beat them, and this is a lot easier race, so she should be winning too. But she's going to be under the odds because she's drawn the pole, but pretty clean on the both of them, mate. So just have an all up. They both win, but yeah, you're not going to get too much out of it.
Any price at winner for Christmas, race 4, number 1, and race 8, number 3, the two best bets on the card. Now, Launceston on Sunday night, only a small card there, really, by comparison. Where are we looking in the first leg of the quadrilla?
Oh, as you know, stab of the dark, mate. They're all first starters in the Keep Stanley Debutante Stakes, race 4. Salt and Fella has been trialling pretty well, and you know, the stable got a pretty big opinion of this horse, so he's sure to take plenty of beating, but does draw wide, so it's not going to be easy for him. You know, Kent Rattray's got a first starter, Corretta Boomer. As you know, Kent won this race last year and does do a very good job with the young ones early on. Paul Hill's got a couple of first starters. Silvery, Jake and Chigabella, they've trolled up nicely for their debut runs, but they draw out the back, so it's not going to be easy for him. And then Go-Go Gigi is a first starter out of the very quality mare called Ascalini from a few years back, who, you know, won a lot of good races. You've also got Pocket of Courage, who draws the pole, that has trolled up nicely. We'll just go 6 something fella on spec, just because the reps are pretty big on him, mate, but don't get sucked into taking silly odds, because they're 2-year-olds, they're all first starters, one could be a star. So we'll go 6 something fella from 4, 5 and 10, mate. Corretta Boomer, Go-Go Gigi and Hillview Jake, and then numbers 1 and 11 came around a race at odds as well.
Secondly is race number 5. We see the return to racing of Chopsticks Boris.
Yeah, as you know, he did win the Globe Derby for the 3-year-olds, which is the size stakes race, and beat a top-quality field, and he resumes tonight. He's been trying okay, so, you know, look, he's the leading chance in this race. I'm going to lean his way, but as, like I said earlier about another horse, don't take silly odds because he's not over the line, because there's a few winning chances in this race, but his class will take him a long way. Jabba Jaws draws much better than I did too, and if he's able to spear to the lead, he's going to take plenty of running down. He does race better sat up, so it'd just be interesting, but he's going to be a danger. Miss Lively was a good winner last start. You know, got shuffled back and come from a long way back and got up on the line for a good win. You got Birdless Delight racing very well for Heaps Zipco. This is his toughest test today, but with the right run, can be a danger. You've got a couple of first starters to the state in the Fire Within and Artie Missy. You know, Artie Missy looks the one on form out of the two of them, so I'll probably learn her way out of the two of them, but keen on 5 Chopsticks Bryce from 2, 6 and 10, mate. Jabba Jaws, Miss Lively and Artie Missy.
Race number 6 is the second heat of the Harry Holgate Memorial. One More Laugh going for back-to-back wins.
Yeah, it's a very good winner last start, but he's going to lead, but he will cop pressure tonight, so he could be a bit vulnerable, but he's still a leading chance. Going to lean towards Village Me, who's having his first start in the state for Zeke Slater, who does a good job when they first arrive from Melbourne, mate. Has pretty good form in Victorian. I can see him just pushing forward. You know, if they were finding the lead or the breeze, sitting outside One More Laugh, and will prove very tough to beat. That'll give Hui Hardin the gun run, probably just sitting behind him, and he's racing very well, so he's going to be a danger. You've got Cascade Flyers drawn to run the improved race, and Bright Stars going to get a good run through that can... They can fight out third and fourth spot, mate. But we'll go Village Me just from 2 and 3. One More Laugh and Hui Hardin, mate.
That was good to see Chopsticks Boris back earlier in the night. Driller Mac, after a long break, appears in race 7.
Oh, it's great to see him back too, mate. He's a very, very smart type. As we are. I think it's, you know, over 2.5 years since he's raced a racetrack. So, and he's been trialling very well. So they've obviously got him, you know, back... Hopefully back to his best and can stand up for a couple of preparations, because we will see a very smart horse in the future if he does, mate. So we're going to go his way, mate. From the stable, mate, Mellow Lynn, you know, he's always there. He's just not the horse he was 6 months ago, but he'll run second on Sunday night, I reckon. Then you've got Joe Dealer, who was a good run in the George Johnson on Sunday. Hit the line strongly at the end of the 2500-metre trip. So Tess and Zoe's in the same race, and Dealer beat her home, so I can see the same thing happening again. And Mill Park Maestro's drawn the pole. I can't see him holding up because they'll cop a ton of pressure. If he just slots him behind Driller Mac early, he can run a place. But pretty keen on Driller Mac, mate, from 4 mile in and numbers 1, 3 and 6. Mill Park, Maestro, Jedilla and Tesson Zone, mate.
So how are we going to construct a quadrilla to come out with a profit on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll go numbers. Firstly, we'll go numbers 1, 4, 5, 6, 10, 11. Secondly, we'll go 2, 5, 6, and 10. Thirdly, we'll go 2, 3, and 6. Lastly, we'll just go drill Mac 1 out, mate. For $36 flex, you'll give you 50% of the dividend cover.
And what about a best bet or a value runner for the night?
There's probably two good things. This horse owes me a bit, actually, in race run, Fusian, but he gets a chance to break through tonight, mate. So he should be winning in race 7, Driller Mac. You know, he just, as long as he goes around safely, mate, he'll be winning. There's one at odds in race 5 that came around a race at good odds, and that's Brutal Delight. He's fine this time in for a heap of crew, and I honestly think he will get a good run into the race. And we go around about 20 to 1, and he can run a race at those odds, mate.
But thanks. Yeah, thanks for that, Jamie. I was just checking the form for another meeting coming in. So it looks as if it's going to be a great night of harness racing, both Devonport on Friday and also Launceston on Sunday. We hope you've snared some winners for us over the weekend like you have for the last 6 or 12 months. The form has been pretty red hot, so we're looking forward to that and venturing into 2015.
No, that's good, mate. But just in closing, I'd like to congratulate Nathan Ford and Rowan Halley on their weekend's effort with Star Chamber. Nathan done a super job with that horse to beat a pretty hot field, mate. And, you know, he's come a long way in 6 months, Star Chamber. Come here to C1, I think, and ends up winning their feature race for the year. And Rowan Halley, as we know, he's had a bit of a battle over the last 3 months. It's just great to see Spitfire Rose win the George Johnson for him, and courtesy of a great drive by Gavin Lang, mate. So big pat on the back for them two fellas at the end of the year, mate.
Yeah, well, just another example of Tasmanian harness racing holding its own against the best when they come to Tasmania. Took on the odds on favourites and gave them a beating. So let's hope that sets the trend for 2015.
Let's hope so, buddy.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.